You have your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. And I want to share for a few moments this morning on triumph in the midst of chaos. Triumph in the midst of chaos. How many know there's a lot of chaos out there? There's a lot of chaos out there. People are losing their jobs, as I mentioned last week. Our economy is heading downward. I heard on the news that Air Canada has laid off over 20,000 people. 20,000 people. And all around the world, things are happening. But that doesn't mean that we're defeated. I want to say that again. That doesn't mean that we are defeated. We have the victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say it again. We have the victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody shout amen this morning? I want you to pray for me. I really need your prayers. Because the enemy wants to attack me. He wants to bring me down. He wants to shut me up. But friends, I want you to know as you pray, God is going to liberate me to declare the truth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Triumph, a great victory or achievement. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Can I read that again? Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You for Your word this morning. I thank You for the anointing that is upon Your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank You that You're making a way for Your word to go forth into this town and into this valley in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the believers this morning, whether they're meeting now or later on or in other churches that are preaching the gospel. Lord, I pray that You would minister to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just want to commit this message into Your faithful hands in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to say this morning that just because we are living in the midst of turbulent times does not mean that we cannot experience amazing things from God. How many know God can do some amazing things during this pandemic? And while this disease continues in our land, I am believing God for miracles. I am believing God for divine healing. I am believing God for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to believe with me this morning that God is going to reveal Himself in some powerful ways in Jesus' name. Psalms 84, beginning at verse number 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in You. Blessed is the man whose strength is in You, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength, each one appears before God in Zion. These are a few amazing verses. The valley of Baca, as they pronounce it in the Hebrew language, means a valley of weeping. A valley of weeping. I think a lot of people are going through a valley of weeping. We may not see it particularly in our own lives, but across our land, there are people, even believers, who are going through a valley of weeping. But notice what it says here. As they pass through, they make it a spring, and the rain also covers it with pools. Wow. Out of nothing comes something wonderful. Out of weeping and pain comes something powerful, something eternal in the name of Jesus. The believer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, listen to me this morning. The believer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to take a very grievous situation and turn it into a time of blessing, breakthrough, joy, and triumph. Hallelujah. I just want to read that again, because I believe it so strongly. The believer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to take a very grievous situation. How many have ever been through a grievous situation? Can I see your hand? How many have ever been through a grievous situation? The believer, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is able to take a very grievous situation and turn it into a time of blessing, breakthrough, joy, and triumph. Difficult times are not the end of us. Trying times are not the end of us. God can bring forth something powerful in a desert. Right in the middle of a desert, God can spring forth a pool of refreshing water in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We gain strength and greater power to achieve mighty things for God. And friends, when you're going through something difficult, when you're going through something that's beyond your strength to continue, you need to have the eyes of faith to see what God is about to do in the midst of your trial in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's not bringing you through to fail. He's bringing you through so that you can understand that you are an overcomer by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John chapter 12. Verse 23, John chapter 12, verse 23. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus was talking here about his death and what it would accomplish, which is the salvation of souls. But it also applies to us this morning. These set of verses also apply to us. Because when we die to ourselves, more of God's powerful anointing is released from us. How many believe that this morning? As we die to ourselves, as we die to our own desires, as we die to the things of this world, it releases more of a powerful anointing to flow from us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know we need a more powerful anointing in this hour? We need a more powerful anointing. Why? Because we are in opposition to Satan himself. Satan is opposing you and me. The Bible says the devil roams to and fro across the earth, seeking whom he may devour. I don't know about you, but devour doesn't sound like a nice word to me. He wants to devour you and me. He wants to devour our families. He wants to devour this church. He wants to devour this valley. But in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we die to ourselves, we come up against these spiritual forces in the name of Jesus, and we bind them in Jesus' name. Triumph can emerge from suffering. I want to say that again. Triumph can emerge from suffering. It seems like they're opposed to each other. Triumph and suffering, but they're not. They're connected in the Spirit. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 7 to 11. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. It's not your strength that's going to get you through. It's not your wisdom that's going to get you through. It's going to be the power and wisdom of God that's going to get you through. Hallelujah. It's the power and wisdom of God that's going to get you through this pandemic in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning and you lift your hands towards heaven and you say, God, it's not by might nor is it by power, but it's by your Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. It is the strength and power and grace of God that's going to get me through in Jesus' name. Now look what Paul says here. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed. How many have been perplexed over the last few months? Perplexed as to what's happening, but not in despair. How many know we're not living in a time as a believer to be in despair? Because our eyes are on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. I know some days get a little discouraging because we wonder what's going to happen.
But I believe we have to press through in the name of Jesus. I was so encouraged when I was watching that video on Wednesday night. As that young man was sharing the vision that he had of heaven and hell. And when he was in heaven, he couldn't even think about anything that happened on earth. He couldn't even think while he was there standing before the throne room of heaven. He couldn't think of anything that happened on earth. Why? He was so filled, he was so enthralled with the presence of God that all he could think about was God himself. Hallelujah. Bible says persecuted but not forsaken. Friends, whatever happens to the church, whatever attack comes up against the church, and really I have to say this morning that if I was in Alberta, I could not give in to that. I would sing. You know why? Because it's not singing, it's worship. It's worship unto God. Are you hearing me? We don't come here to sing. We come here to worship God. Can somebody say amen this morning? We come to worship God. This is not just a bunch of songs we're putting together just so we feel good and go home. No, these songs are to lead us into praise and into worship. So whatever comes against the church, whatever attack the enemy has up his sleeve, we can rest assured that we are not forsaken by God. He is with us. Hallelujah. Every step of the way, get that down into your spirit. Every step of the way, God is with us. He will never leave us, and he will never forsake us. Struck down, but not destroyed. Verse 10, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Always carrying around that you're dying to yourself. You're dying to those things of the world. You're dying to your own dreams and visions. You're dying to all your carnal desires. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Why? So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. You know, I didn't watch it, but my daughter and wife were watching this movie a few nights ago about Jeremy Camp, I Still Believe. It's a powerful movie of a young man, Christian, of course. We've listened to many of his songs. We worship with him. He got married at a very young age. And his wife, 3 months after their honeymoon, died of cancer. And the story is that despite that tragedy, he didn't give up on God. Are you hearing me this morning? Despite that tragedy, he didn't give up on God. There was probably 1,000 reasons that the devil pumped into his brain to give up, to stop having faith, but somehow God sustained him in it and through it in the name of Jesus. And here he is today, still praising the name of the Lord in song and in worship. Sometimes in our time of suffering, that's when the anointing begins to really pour forth in the name of Jesus. Always delivered to death for Jesus' sake,
that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. The apostles were triumphing, but not in a way you may think. I believe hard times can produce the best in us by the help of God. When I say the best of us, I mean that which is produced by the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, the power of the Spirit, the anointing of the Spirit. And I also believe, listen to me, I want you to hear this morning. I believe difficult times can create the atmosphere for revival. Hallelujah. I want to say that again. Difficult times like we're going through is a possibility, I believe it, can create an atmosphere for revival. We think we have to have all our ducks in order before God can pour out His Spirit. But sometimes in the midst of great difficulty, that's when the anointing begins to flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great suffering can release great faith. I know that sounds crazy. It goes against the prosperity preachers' theology. Are you hearing me this morning? But I honestly believe that great suffering can produce great faith in God. Hallelujah. I see it in the life of Joseph as he went through times and bouts of suffering in jail, in prison. But his faith was not defeated. It grew in the name of Jesus and became stronger. Hallelujah. God delights in bringing water out of a rock. Can you imagine? The Israelites were thirsty, and out from a rock came water. That's a miracle. Are you hearing me? And out from this church, we may be small in numbers, folks, but I want you to know that out of this rock, God can pour forth a mighty stream of His powerful anointing. Can somebody say amen this morning? Exodus chapter 15, one last verse I want to look at. Exodus chapter 15. Beginning at verse 23. But when they came to Marah, here the Israelites are traveling through the desert. And they come to Marah. And they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of that place was called Marah because of the bitter waters. You know, sometimes we go through times where it seems that everything is dried up and even the waters are not safe to drink. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? What are we going to do, Moses?" So Moses called the scientists together. No, that's not what he did. So he cried out to the Lord. Hallelujah. He cried out to the Lord. You know, God does some amazing things, doesn't he? How many know that if we would all just cry out to God, if the politicians would just cry out to God, if the scientists would just cry out to God, if the medical experts would just cry out to God, God would give them a solution. Hello?
And you know, sometimes the solution is not what we think. And the Lord showed him a tree. You know, I think most of us would say, well, what's a tree got to do with bitter water? But when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Hallelujah. There he made a statute and an ordinance, and there he tested them. All he did was take a tree that God showed him and put it into the waters. They became sweet, and the people could drink. Hallelujah. Even in a time of testing and difficulty, God is there to show forth his miracle-working power. Hallelujah. Can you say amen, somebody? God can do it. He can do it. We just have to believe in the name of Jesus, that no matter what comes our way, God has a solution in the name of Jesus. Whatever comes up against us, God has a solution. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm so excited this morning because I know God is going to help us. He's going to bring us through, and he's going to cause us to be in triumph, in victory, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray this morning. I want to pray for the people of God today in the name of Jesus. There's so many that are in a difficult spot right now. 350 churches have gotten together in Ontario to petition the Premier of Ontario so that they can open up. And you know, God has an ace up his sleeve, because the Premier's brother-in-law is a Pentecostal preacher and missionary. I went to Bible college with him. We were good friends in Bible school. He's a wonderful man of God. Right now he's in Kenya as a global worker. But he's the Premier's brother-in-law. And I'm praying, as those 350 churches have made their petition, that those churches will be able to open up in the name of Jesus. Those pastors have said, you know what? It's time for the church to come back together again. It's time for the church to come back and worship again. It's time for pastors to be allowed into hospitals and to pray for the sick and to pray for those that are going through times of difficulty. And I pray for them this morning that God would give them continued wisdom in Jesus' name.